And welcome back to the Rent Suite Podcast, the only podcast that tells you to pay rent. He's Eric and I'm Owen. What are we talking about today?
Well, today we got some special guests. We got the Hidden Devils Podcast, and we're going to be doing some stuff. We're going to have some questions we're going to ask each other, and we're going to give some anime hot takes and kind of just have a conversation and see, you know, where we're going and kind of bounce some ideas off of each other. So, yeah, here's the Hidden Devils Podcast.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's up, guys?
It's the Hidden Devils. I'm Pink.
Thunder. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. And glad to be here. You know, it's a collaboration between us. First one, actually, so we're really excited about it.
Yeah, it's really interesting. And thank you guys for reminding me to pay my rent.
Yes.
It's really appreciated.
It's important. It's important. It's
very important.
Yeah, my rent was due yesterday, so thank God. But yeah, we're really excited. We got some questions to ask you, you know, some anime questions and maybe some even anime bad descriptions that we'd love to do. So
cool.
Very excited for
that. Forward to it. All right. So first thing, how did you guys get into the whole podcast thing, you know, filming anime content? What got you started?
Yeah, we used to work at a pizza shop together when we were in high school at their senior year. And we were just talking one day. It's just like, man, we'd be really good on a podcast together. And we were both starting to get pretty heavy into anime, start watching a lot of shows around that point. And it was just it just kind of took off from there. And it was like, just, we started off kind of like a small passion thing. And then we started making shorts on YouTube and TikToks and stuff like that, just try to grow us a little bit more. And it kind of transformed into something a little bit bigger.
Mm. Yeah. Nice. Oh, well. I think kind of same boat with us. Literally, we've been talking about anime for a long time, to be honest with you. But he finally convinced me, you know, like, he's like, you know what, why don't we just start this as a hobby? You know,
yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah.
Start off a small little podcast. Mm. Go ahead. Why not? You know, never hurts to try.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know you guys have had a lot more like success on like the short form content over on TikTok than us. Like, what, how did that kind of build up there over time? I mean, you guys got like videos like millions of views and like stuff like that. It's like, how did that come about? Did it just happen, or is it like a specific way that you were promoting it?
Yeah, to be honest with you, it's still a shock that
yeah. That was a huge shock. I was not expecting that, because I have a past experience on TikTok.
Yeah,
so I kind of knew like what would bump, what would not.
Mm-hmm.
So we're like, oh, let's make a podcast. And then we're like, yo, you know what? Like, the podcast is going to take a long time. Let's make a few videos on the side.
Yeah.
Like, with anime bad description or something. The first video blew up insanely.
Yeah, insanely.
And then just, they kept blowing up and blowing up each video we posted. So, like, damn.
Yeah. I think even the best part was, is like, we started off the podcast, like, the first episode, and we were already at, like, 10,000 subscribers or something.
Yeah, that's...
And we were like, oh, that's awesome. Like, we were doing our first... we actually decided to do a giveaway at 10K. And it was kind of shocking, because we started end of January and it happened so quickly. We were completely surprised, you know. And it was all with anime bad descriptions too. So
yeah,
yes, mm-hmm. We gotta give all our thanks to the bad descriptions.
You know? Oh yeah, of course.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's good.
But yeah, what about you guys? Like, I know that you guys are mostly on YouTube and stuff as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, how's that like?
Yeah, it's we started off with just doing podcasts, and you know, it didn't really grow that much. We were just trying. It was mostly our friends, maybe a few random people, and then we started doing TikToks. I started doing TikToks, but I was very unaware of kind of like what was good. So I would do like 3-minute. Unedited, not really. It was just like, they were pretty bad. Like, I go back and watch them sometimes, and they're pretty bad, but I'm still nowhere near like a level that could be great, but I have a lot of room to get better with doing TikToks. But it started off a lot worse than it is now, but I kind of like, you know, found out a way, and we to make it better, more editing, under a minute, that's just better viewer retention, stuff like that. And then we started posting them on YouTube because we were just talking about it one day. We're like, yeah, let's do that. And we started finding a lot of success with that, getting multiple ones and over 1,000 when we, you know, were still pretty small, and you know, just kind of growing from there. So that was really cool, and it was a cool boost to like kind of our morale to keep going and to not stop doing this, because it was a little boost, and it was awesome. So
we're just like learning every time we do something.
Yeah,
like
that's the biggest thing.
Got it out in the notebook, and you're like, okay,
we're just learning.
This is the biggest thing we're gonna learn here.
Learning everything.
It definitely does help though when you think about it, like looking back from your previous content, like you said, the unedited 3 minutes, looking back at it now, just how far you've come. But it's quite a lot, to be honest with you. So at least you got that to reflect on and be like, yo, like we actually made it pretty far. Like look how far we've come in terms of editing.
Yeah.
So I at least you have that to be like, yo, like we actually have right. grown. We know what mm-hmm. we're doing now, which is really nice.
Yeah.
And speaking of YouTube, so you were talking about how like you would put like TikToks and stuff on YouTube Shorts. I got to be honest with you, that's a pretty iconic thing now that YouTube is doing where it comes with YouTube Shorts. I think it was like one of the best things that they could have done on the platform yeah. after TikTok and stuff. And even us, like we were posting a lot on and yeah. then we got why.
Because that's the thing, I'm surprised. I never met that watches YouTube Shorts. Like I see all the views and everything, but yeah. every time I'm like, yo, do you know YouTube Shorts exists? Like, bro, I'm on TikTok. What's YouTube Shorts?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the crazy thing. The thing we also found the most on there is the viewer to subscriber turnaround rate mm-hmm. is a lot faster than on TikToks, because TikToks is it's been kind of whack. Like, but you know, we'll get videos and, you know, get a couple subscribers here and there. And then, you know, just by doing that every day, building up over time. I mean, I think like it took us like 4 months to get 100 subscribers on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And like it took like 3 weeks to go from 100 to 200. And yeah. so like just kind of like having that like step-by-step process there. Yeah. So, you know, we're trying to, you know, crank it out. So, you know, by the end of the year, you know, we can get closer to the YouTube partnership and kind of get more into it.
Yeah. I think that's our goal also. Mm-hmm. Like, yes, we started off on TikTok, but we're definitely trying to diverse more. You know, we're going more into YouTube as well, trying stuff on Spotify as well, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We actually met another group of content creators situated in Virginia that they've been completely popping off on Spotify. Like, there's no tomorrow.
Yeah, I was so confused.
That's interesting.
Because like we're like getting like a few views on Spotify and everything. They're like, oh yeah, we had like 1 million streams. I was like, excuse me, on Spotify?
Wow.
Yeah,
that's like, nuts.
We've been doing Spotify since we started. It was that was like hand in hand.
First thing we started doing, and the original thing is we put them on YouTube, but it would just be like an audio with just like a pretty much like just a solid screen.
Yeah,
because we didn't have cameras or anything, and like we'd get zero views, and then we'd get like 20 downloads on Spotify, 20 downloads of the podcast or something. And you're like, oh, okay. And then we started doing videos, and now kind of like everything's kind of shifted away. Like people aren't really listening on Spotify as much as they're, you know, kind of hop over to YouTube and watch, you know, what we're doing.
I mean, yeah, definitely having a camera helps for sure, getting views and stuff. To be completely honest with you, like when we started, I mean, even now, to be honest with you, everything is through our phone and stuff.
Yeah.
We did, I think, one episode where we tried to film from an actual camera.
Yeah.
And it was...
Bro, yeah. I'm confused. How is an iPhone camera better than, like, a $1,000 camera? I was shook. Because it was my camera. I was, like, so triggered. Like, bro, I spent $1,000 and the iPhone camera is better, really?
Or even like, it's the processing, like, iPhone cameras. Yeah. Does it in a split second. Nuts. But, like, other cameras, you're, like, sitting there, like, tweaking them for, like... 30 years and like to get I got it down like to the right spot, iPhone just process it.
I think the most iconic thing is we spent over like an hour trying to depict exactly like, because OBS and stuff, there was such a delay between the actual video and the audio, so we had to keep tweaking it like back and forth to make sure everything was perfect. And then legit, the next second we decided, is like, yo, why don't we just film this through a phone camera instead? It would be so much easier. And our whole entire process now is just phone cameras. And to be honest with you, it's working perfectly fine with us. We're actually really liking it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So
that's the thing I really like. Our setup is ratchet as fuck, though. Like, it's extremely ratchet, extremely low budget. Just now, today is the first time we have actually lights on the set.
Yeah.
So we're growing slowly, but that's the fun, you know, like starting from nothing.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
That's actually what we wanted to ask you also. It's like, what was the most surprising thing when it came to like content creation? Like what did you not expect at all to be how it actually happened?
That's a good question. I mean, these are like the things like I haven't like thought about yet. I guess the
I mean, maybe like YouTube Shorts doing better than TikToks. I mean, that's that was pretty surprising. Kind of what we were talking about earlier. It's like nobody, you hear nobody on YouTube Shorts. It's everyone on TikTok, and it's just like I didn't expect it to be like that. But
I know we took one of the things that like I love about it is we took the past couple of days we've been taking a little trick out your book and just having awful takes on TikTok videos, trying to see what happens. Yeah. Dude, it is so funny. Like we're sitting there, like people are like actually hate us. Like want to see the worst things ever happen to us. And you know, we just like respond with like random emojis or whatever and just mess with them. But I'm really enjoying that too. That's kind of funny. Just kind of interacting with people and seeing how people react to different things you're doing.
Yeah, dude, not gonna lie, like before when we first started off, he was like my small little therapist, not gonna lie, when it came to the beginning where I was like, man, they're hating us, like they're really shitting on our opinions and stuff. He's like, no, it's like, it's okay. And like now to the point where I legit like try to stir the fire even more when people are commenting stuff, where I think my most iconic thing was like when it came to like Luffy and stuff, pronouncing it Luffy. Yeah. So many people got triggered because of that. And at one point, someone commented like, "It's pronounced Luffy," and like he did like the whole like pronunciation kind of like long extended. And I just took out from the book of my big man, Big Shaq, the one that made like Man's Not Hot.
Yeah, yeah.
The same exact thing with like Megan, where it's like, okay, how do you pronounce vegan? It's vegan. It's like, okay, then it's Megan. Like it's the whole entire thing. I was like, Luffy is the same exact thing as Puffy. Like, I don't understand why you're complaining. It's the same exact pronunciation.
And that's hilarious.
Man.
Bro, my boy's a fucking troll.
I enjoy it at this point. There's so many people now that are just like trying to come up with stuff. And I'm just like, no, it's okay. It's okay. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah,
but like, what's your favorite video you've done?
Oh, favorite video.
That is a good question.
Yeah, not gonna lie. Holy crap!
I think it has to be for me personally one of the bad descriptions. Mm. Those are the ones I like the most.
Yeah,
because the thing I like the most with our videos is like people are actually commenting. Mm-hmm. And like participating and interacting with us.
Yes.
And I just love when I actually can to answer the comments, have a discussion with them, building a community.
Yeah.
That's the fun part for me.
Mine would probably be, not going to lie, when it was, I think when we did 25K followers, like we decided to do like kind of a, whatever the top comment says, that's what we're going to do. And dude, it was
awesome.
It was complete dumpster fire at the beginning. Like the people that were commenting, the comments that we got, I think one of them was like, take all of your Funko Pops and like sell them or destroy them. And this was like in the first hour and there was like, there was like four likes and stuff. And we're like, oh no, like this is going to be like the top thing.
Yeah. We're this close to deleting them.
Yo, I was like, hey, yo, like,
yo, your comment magically disappeared. My bad, my Gmail.
Like, oh shit. Like, it was a bug, TikTok. Oh no, this comment was getting reported a lot. What happened? We don't know. But thankfully, at the end of it, the thing that won was Vinland Saga, which like we streamed, I think, like two or three times.
Yeah.
To like some of our viewers and stuff. And it was a very interesting thing because like I'm not really used to Twitch streaming or like going live anyways. Mm-hmm. So it was fun that from all that small little hectic, oh please don't make me destroy my pops, to oh now we're streaming Vinland Saga where we're watching this with our viewers and stuff.
Yeah,
it was definitely a lot of fun. So I think like you said, it's more of the collaboration with the actual followers than it is anything else.
What about
you guys?
Man, that's tough too. I really enjoy the grading series. I think that's something I really enjoy doing. I've seen that a few times on TikTok, but it's a cool way for like to talk about like a specific thing you want to talk about without like making it the sole purpose of a video of like a different video. Mm-hmm. So like for example, I really wanted to talk about some of my more underrated characters, some characters that, you know, people don't hear of as much. Like one of my favorite ones I probably did, the grading ones, was I did one of Al from the Full Metal. Not a lot of people watch or really talk about Full Metal. So that was a really fun one for me to do. And he's one of my favorite characters from that show and characters probably period. So it was really cool to do that. I don't really know other than that.
I got an easy answer on this one, man.
I think I know what your answer is.
Best video. It's not TikTok. It's one of our podcasts. My favorite video we did is, I don't know. You guys watch regular show at all?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll get this one. Go for
this. Yeah. I forgot about this one.
We did an entire regular show draft where we wore like suits onto our podcast. Right. And we're like, we had like walk up music as we like walked through our seats and stuff. We did it, and we did all 8 seasons, and we had to draft our 5 episode teams from each season. And so we were like sniping picks from each other, and it was just like it was really fun, really good to record. I enjoyed that one a lot, and I can't wait to do that one again. And we're like making up like random stuff. We're like, yeah, we're part of the Professional Regular Show Association, like making up like random stuff, like while we were doing it. It was fun. I really enjoyed that one a lot.
Yeah, that's very unique, man. Not gonna lie.
I
was not expecting that whatsoever. So. I give you props to that one. Not gonna lie.
Yeah.
Speaking of actually taking inspiration and stuff from like shows and everything else, do you guys have like any inspiration when it comes to any other content creators or any other podcast makers and stuff like that?
There's some YouTubers I'd watch that, you know, kind of like it. I'd love to get like an editing style of them.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I was, do you guys know Rainbow Six Siege?
Yeah.
So I used to play that, and there's a big community around that. They'd have like 10 to like 15 minute edited videos of just like random funny clips. And I always loved the editing in that. Mm-hmm. It was pretty basic. It was like some subtitles with like, you know, sometimes it was just a bunch of clips thrown together, but they're really funny videos. And I'd like to get to like that sort of editing level one day if we're producing content like that. But, I don't watch too many podcasts. I know Eric definitely watches a few more podcasts than I do. So
I think I would have to say when it comes to like making YouTube videos, though, my favorite, like some of my favorite people to watch is like, I don't know if you watch like Corridor Crew. I like them a lot. They're like visual effects artists, and they like, they make really cool videos, and they like review like scenes in movies. But I think my favorite group recently has been Microwave Society, and they just get on Twitch and they watch like awful movies. And they like just like roast them the entire time, and they're like really well edited too. And I want to do that kind of stuff where like Owen and I like sit down and watch like Spy Kids 3, and we just like we just have fun watching it. And we edit it and like get into that kind of stuff. But I really like their stuff.
Yo, props. Not gonna lie. Spy Kids 3 though is,
oh my god,
love that movie though. Love it.
Yeah.
Especially the ending. That shit was.
I definitely want to do Pixels. That'd be one of the ones I want to make fun.
I have not watched it.
That movie.
I've just watched
it. It's bad.
Oh my god.
Yeah. No.
It's a bad movie.
Yeah, I think in terms. The thing that really pushed me to want to do a kind of podcast and stuff was definitely a podcast named Trash Taste. I don't know if you guys have heard of it.
I might have heard of them.
They're three guys, like big anime guys. One of them is Joey the Anime Man. He used to be really big and stuff like
Do they do a lot of TikToks?
I think they mostly do just like highlights and stuff of their podcast. Okay. More than anything else, they're really big on like YouTube and Patreon and stuff like that. But because since they're based off of Japan, they have a lot more content that they can do in terms of anime stuff.
Yeah.
And man, seeing them, it's been like a really big inspiration of just being like, yo, like at the end of the day, like that's what I want to be. Like, you know, just
like that's the main goal.
Yeah, exactly. So it's pretty cool. Like I really enjoy them, and that's kind of what pushed me to be where I am now.
Yeah, high key. Plus, before that, I never saw a podcast. Like, I don't watch podcasts. I usually watch YouTube videos.
Mm-hmm.
I watch a lot of anime creators on YouTube. But the thing that really got me inspired with podcasts is like, yo, imagine your favorite TV show. If you grow high enough, you can actually interview them. Like, because Trash Taste
interviewed
PewDiePie, right?
Yeah, they did PewDiePie. All the big kind of
pushing. Like, for example, I love The Office. Can you imagine our podcast grows big enough so we can interview someone from The Office? That would be like a goal for me.
Yeah.
Awesome.
That's one of the things we were talking about. Like if we get to a certain point, we want to have voice actors on. Yeah. Like, that's like who we'd want to talk with. That's who we'd want to interview. So, like, you know, someday, maybe.
Someday, like, yeah.
We can get Ian Sinclair on here and he can give us a little yo-ho-ho-ho.
Hell yeah. I'm actually really excited because we have a big event coming up, Comic-Con and stuff in Montreal. And one of the guests is Giancarlo Esposito from
Sick.
Breaking Bad and all this other stuff. And like one of the dreams, like he said, would just be like, yo, asking him a question like, yo, do you have an anime? Like, do you like anime? Like, well, which anime do you like?
Oh, yeah. Yo, we're going to sneak in past security and everything. We're going to be like, yo, bro, what's your favorite anime while being drugged by security? I don't care. Bro. He's going to answer my question.
That's for legal reasons, that is a joke. We swear.
So we grew up in like a really small town. And this our town got like, it's like Funko Pop shop. It's like, like an anime and Funko Pop shop. And it's like a, I mean, there's like 10,000 people at most in our town. And we get this place. And then they're like, hey, we're doing a little anime event. If any anime fans are here, we're having the entire cast of Demon Slayer show up. And all the voice actors for Demon Slayer showed up.
Damn.
And I didn't get to make it. But it was like sick, just kind of like seeing like what are they doing in like what are they doing over here?
Yeah,
it's ridiculous. But like,
I think there were some JJK voice actors too.
Oh yeah, it was all JJK, not Demon Slayer. Yeah. They're doing Demon Slayer.
I think there's a few Demon Slayer ones too. Mm-hmm. But
shit,
oh, that's nice.
Yo, we wish, man. Not gonna lie, we get mistreated so hard over here in Montreal. Everything happens in Toronto, not in Montreal. Like all the big artists, anything that's really big, it's always.
Hold up. The mic's not working anymore.
Our mic?
No, his mic.
My mic's not working. There we go.
Okay, okay, there you
perfect.
Go.
Awesome.
Nice.
But yeah, it's just, man.
Yeah, Montreal, we have nothing.
Yeah.
Like when you think of Canada, usually they think Toronto, oh, let's do a concert at Toronto, or let's do a convention at Toronto.
Right. How far away is Montreal from Toronto?
6 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Oh yeah. you're up there by like Vermont over here.
Exactly.
That's crazy. Yeah. I don't know geography of Canada land. I got a couple of friends in Canada, and I like whenever I'm like on like the phone with them, I'm always just like asking like random questions. I was like, what's different? Like trying to figure it out. So that's always fun.
To be honest, the biggest difference is Montreal compared to every other province. Like Toronto is legit. Everything that you have in the States, they have in Toronto. Not
yeah, makes sense.
And yeah, it seems like another like New York or like
it's been in New York.
Place
it's
like that. Yeah,
city.
It really is that. I'm not gonna lie. But you know, Montreal's Montreal.
Yeah, it is what it is.
Yeah, exactly. We got to deal with it. No choice. Whatever. Screw it. But meh. All right, I actually got a big question for you guys now.
All right.
The one every single anime person wants to know about. What is your top five animes? Like your top five.
Oh, I like this.
Anything is open. No, it's a safe place.
No, it's not. It's going on TikTok. There's no safe space.
Yeah. Okay. I got it.
This is public knowledge now.
All right. I feel like mine's super basic.
So, all right, hit me.
All right, so I got number five, I got Demon Slayer.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Number four, I got Mob Psycho.
Okay.
Very
I have One Piece at three. This is where everyone's going to kill me.
No, no, go ahead. Go ahead.
I've got Naruto at two.
Okay.
And I've got FMAB at one.
Really?
Yeah.
So
here's my mindset with this, right? So
go ahead.
Naruto is my first show. Yes. So that's probably my bias, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when I watched Full Metal for the first time, Brotherhood, I was like, man, there is nothing in my mind I would change about this show. Every other show I've watched, I was like, I wish they did this or this better. When I watched Full Metal, I was like, there's nothing I would change. The story is amazing. Everything was amazing about the show. So I think that's why I gave it, like, it's my favorite.
Okay.
Oh, Full Metal was amazing. I'm not going to lie.
Full Metal is, yeah.
I'm almost done with it. I have like 6 episodes left. Not 6, like 10 or 15.
Shit.
Mob Psycho is insanely underrated. Fantastic show.
You never watched it, did you?
Nah.
What? It's so good. Dude. It is so good.
Listen. Didn't it have the same art style as like One Punch Man and stuff?
Yeah, it's the same creator.
Okay, that's why. See, the thing is, right, when One Punch Man was starting off, I was like, you know what? I'm going to see what all the hype is about. I just couldn't, man. Like, I got into it. Like, I know it's like trying to make like a parody and shit. Like, haha, like funny, haha. But I could not get into One Punch Man. Like,
I haven't watched it yet.
There's so many shows that are like at the top where I just can't get into them. And he's always salty at me for that. Like, One Punch Man, I can't. There's Black Clover, I just can't. I haven't tried
Black Clover yet.
I just can't. And there's like so many people, like I actually had that take like earlier like this month or whatever, and people were just like, just read the manga or just like push through. It's okay. It's like, no, I'm not gonna push through if I don't like the protagonist.
Yeah.
There's no point. And yeah, there's just like, I don't know, man. I'll give Mob Psycho a try.
I love One Punch, but Mob Psycho is better than One Punch. I'm gonna be
Reagan's honest.
The goat. It's better than One Punch.
Shit. Okay. But yeah, I have so much anime that I need to catch up on.
Oh, yeah.
And the thing is that even the anime that I have watched, I just have such a terrible memory that I don't remember shit from it. So I'd have to watch it all over again either way. Like to be like on par, have that kind of opinion. But man, I just need free time. I can't wait for this summer to actually start off so I can just go full ham on anime.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So. All right, what's yours, man?
So like I have a couple that are like tied in slots. Like,
okay,
what should I do about that? Should I like have like tied at third or like?
You have a choice to make, my guy. You have to trigger people at
right.
Oh, no, man. Okay.
I'm gonna get killed for saying Naruto over One Piece. So you gotta make that decision.
The 4 and 5 is where I die here.
Okay.
At 5, I got Mob Psycho.
Okay.
At 4, I got Jujutsu Kaisen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
At 3, I got Death Parade.
Ooh.
At 2, I got Beck Mongolian Chop Squad. And at 1, I got One Piece. The greatest anime ever made.
There you go. That's the opinion I was looking for.
I don't know.
Hey, One Piece is great, but I feel like I've got a bias towards Naruto. I absolutely love Naruto.
As you should.
Gonna be the mayor.
Hey, go watch Naruto versus Sasuke Part 2 and tell me that's a bad show. Go do that.
Thank you. Exactly.
I'm saying it's bad. I'm just saying it's not One Piece.
No. Every time we talk about it, you call it mid or you call it bad. You can't say it. Hey, that's you can't the cover that up now.
Okay.
Let him protect himself here, okay? He's going to get exposed completely online. If he says it's mid, like, automatically it's a goner. Holy fuck, yeah. Yeah, I feel that.
Damn. But Death Parade, I was not expecting that one.
Oh, dude, that one lives rent-free in my head. That one, I cried multiple times watching that show. Shit. I'm not afraid to say it. That one got me quite a bit.
I feel that.
I think it's a good one.
Yeah. I think I've only cried, in terms of out of the big three, I think I've only cried at Angel Beats. Not going to lie.
That's not a big three, my guy.
No, out of the big three. Like,
I was like,
it was like, yeah, Angel Beast is not the big three. Yeah, sorry, like, no questions asked.
Yeah, I haven't seen that one yet. I've been getting told to watch it, but I haven't had a chance to.
Yeah, yeah.
I think the other only anime that made me cry was Bleach. But that shit was so bad, like, it had me crying.
Bleach?
Yeah, Bleach is...
Since I'm still in the middle of One Piece, like, it's, like, hard to, like, watch the other big three. So...
This man is trolling. Don't listen to what he's saying about.
No, Bleach is mid as fuck. Forget that shit.
He hasn't even tried to watch it, and he's saying it's mid as fuck.
I tried the first episode; it was so boring.
You do not watch the first episode.
The protagonist is so ass.
I've also watched.
I'll call an ambulance, but like it's not gonna be for me.
It's a slow start. It's a slow start.
And yeah. It's a slow finish also.
No, it's not. Oh my fucking God, dude.
I only watched like 4 episodes of it. I don't have a good enough opinion on it.
Okay, so the thing is that like I watched it previously, and now, of course, I put my girlfriend through watching it as well. But she was a big fan of Naruto, and she's like, there's nothing that can pass this. Like, screw that. Like, you can't put me through another show and expect something to be peak also. And the first 16 episodes of Bleach are, like, terrible. Like, horrible. I hate going through it. But afterwards, it's just up. Just straight up. Like, complete fire. Compared to One Piece, where what? You have to watch how many episodes until it gets good?
All of the episodes are good, bro.
No. I've heard people say like,
when he jumps out the barrel, yeah,
there you go.
I'm a little more defensive. I think Baratie is where it gets good. I'll put it like that. But after that, it's pretty good. But it's inconsistent at the early parts of One Piece. That's my biggest problem with One Piece.
See, inconsistency. All right,
you're just not a real anime fan. I think that's
after. I feel like after Water 7 or like Water 7 and on, it's pretty consistent. It's just like some of the early parts of One Piece are a little inconsistent.
Fishman Island's the worst One Piece arc.
Yeah, so what you're saying is that you have to push through with One Piece, right? To get to the good parts. That's what you're saying.
Anyway.
Hey, there's some really good parts before, and like Alabasta and Baratie and Harlan Park. Those are amazing arcs.
Like Bleach, you have to push through. That's it.
You know what you don't have to push through to get through? You don't have to push through Naruto. It's good all the way through.
Oh, yeah, man. To be fair. We can skip episode 2 of Naruto where it's just Konohamaru and stuff like that.
Yeah, you can skip that. It's just one episode. You can call it filler.
Yeah, exactly.
Just call it filler.
We definitely call it
filler. But Land of Waves, it's good off the start. Naruto's good off the start.
Yes, 100%.
I mean, okay, the problem is not because like One Piece is good or Naruto is good. It's because the highest moments of One Piece are better than the highest moments in Naruto. That's my opinion. Yes, Naruto's good all the way around. It's a 6 or a 7 or an 8.
Nah,
but it's not a 10. Nah. Like, One Piece has multiple 10s, bro.
A 6?
I don't think. I think. Yo, I don't think it's 6.
6, bro. Not gonna lie.
I mean,
maybe 7, 8. But like,
some of the highs in Naruto, in my opinion, are insane. I think they're both interchangeable. I think they're both like equally as good in my mind. I think it's just like you prefer one or the other. That's how I look at it. But.
Yeah. 100%. I mean, everyone has a personal preference.
Yeah, to be fair. As long as people are allowed to be wrong, the big trees, you're good.
Yeah.
This guy over here, you're allowed to be wrong. I heard that. He's the biggest. Every time we talk, he's the biggest Naruto hater, and he's never watched it. He tells me he's going to watch it all the time. He's like, no, I'm going to watch this instead. And he keeps putting it off.
Hey, listen, there's a lot of shorter shows I'd rather watch.
I understand
I don't want to reinvest.
You said, I'm going to watch it before Hunter x Hunter. And then 2 weeks later, I'm going to watch Hunter x Hunter first. It's like, all right, dude.
You want to watch something that's unfinished compared to Naruto, which is finished? Like, come on. It's okay. You can invest a little bit more time, man. It's fine.
Well, the thing about watching something unfinished is you can get yourself in the hype.
True.
Like imagine watching JJK and just like, oh, it's not over yet. Like, the hype for season 2 is crazy right now.
Yes.
And no, but season 2 is going to be one of the craziest things to release in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but the problem with Hunter is because the artist is so sick that we just got 10 chapters and it's like, okay. We'll see you back in 5 years.
He's teaching his wife how to do it. That's why. Like, don't worry about it. But no, JJK is going to be amazing. I'm not even, like, no cap whatsoever. JJK is going to be, like, one of the greats.
Oh, yeah, big time.
And I know that he's going to try and finish it this year in terms of the manga.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, man, like, no, I don't want it to be over. I can't.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, I just read an article about that earlier this week, and I was like, no, this can be bigger than all, like let it go on. No.
Like, My Hero is ending, JJK is ending.
Is Chainsaw Man ending?
No, Chainsaw Man is still, dude, holy fuck. Chainsaw Man.
How far is that one? Like, how many volumes is out right now? Our volumes are out right now for that.
Okay, so Chainsaw Man, the thing is, like, not really a spoiler, I guess, but it's separated into parts. So part one is over, it's done with. And then part two, there's about 30 chapters so far. So I would say, what, like six volumes, six or five volumes or something that are out. Well, that are supposed to be coming out soon, to be honest with you, in terms of the part two of Chainsaw Man. We don't know how far they want to go with that.
But so, speaking of Chainsaw Man, Jujutsu Kaisen and all that, what is, in your opinion, the best new gen anime?
We were talking about this before. I mentioned it before. I still gotta say Mob Psycho.
Really? Okay.
I haven't seen a lot. I've seen. Let me look at my list real quick. So I've seen out of the new gens.
He doesn't like new gens that much as a
no,
whole.
I've most of my time when watching anime so far has been watching One Piece because I'm right in the middle of Wano right now. I just got done with Act One, so that's taken up a lot of my time. But I've watched My Hero, AOT, Demon Slayer, JJK, and Mob Psycho. Those are all the new gens I've seen. And out of those five, I prefer Mob the most. I think Demon Slayer is awesome too. I feel like one of the things I look for a lot is fights, and obviously Demon Slayer's got fantastic fights. Yeah. And I think it's a great show, but when I watched Mob, it was just it's very different from anything I've watched and anything I've heard people talking about, and it's super unique and it's awesome. It's probably the best new gen I've seen. I am looking forward to see Black Clover though. I've heard good things about that.
And the movie's coming out soon.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So there's that to consider.
I think I'm gonna have to go JJK. Just because I'm so excited for they're about to do. But as for what doesn't have an anime yet, I'm getting excited for Sakamoto Days to get their anime because this series right here is insane. So that should be coming out next year, and that might end up being my favorite new gen, but we'll see, when that comes out.
Yeah,
it's gonna be it.
Talking about stuff that hasn't really gotten anime yet, I heard that I think it's called Solo Leveler.
Solo Leveling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Solo Leveling. Apparently that's gonna be complete fire also.
Yeah, I've been seeing stuff for that. I think maybe I don't know if they had a trailer or not, but that's like on like the list is like what's gonna be the craziest like releases. That should be coming out this year at some point.
Yes. Yeah. They did drop a trailer, I think it was like 2 months ago or something.
Okay, yeah, then I did see it.
It looked fire, not gonna lie.
Oh, hikey.
So I'm really excited about that one, to be honest with you, when it comes to new gen.
I think the best new gen is I'm considering this as a new gen.
Okay.
Attack on Titan.
Okay. Respectful.
And you guys have some hot opinions on Attack on Titan, right?
Yeah. are we getting into that?
Oh, yeah. We're definitely throwing you under the bus here.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So.
I'll take this one.
You got it? Okay.
Okay.
It's not bad.
Okay. But
it's not great, Like. A lot of people go out there and they say it's the best. Like, there's people that say it's the best anime ever made. People are saying it's a 10 out of 10. I think we both agree that it's probably a 7.5 out of 10. We're going to give it about a C on the grading scale there.
A C?
Crazy.
Here's the deal. I don't like really any of the characters except for, like, Erwin and Levi. I don't like the characters. And if I don't like the characters,
I like Hanji.
I'm going to have I like Hanji too. Yeah. If I don't really like the characters, I'm going to have a hard time getting into it. And also, I feel like for the most part of the show, the weight of character deaths, other than one time, they feel very throwaway. Like, spoilers.
There's one that happened recently that was pretty big and anime wise.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. But like in like the first three episodes, you get introduced to like 30 characters.
Yes.
And they're like, oh yeah, this is the crew, this is the team. And then they all die. And I'm like, okay, sweet. Like I'm glad you had an event like that. But it does that a lot. And like over time, I'm like, I just don't want to get attached to any of these characters because they're just gonna get killed. And I'm like I don't know. I went through an off and on. It felt kind of like a chore to get through season two. Season two was, I did not like season two at all.
Okay.
I don't know. It didn't hit that part in my head that like,
yeah, it's just one of those cases where I feel like if I don't like the characters, it affects the whole show. And I think that's why I think characters is like the most important part of a show. If it has bad characters, it's going to affect everything. Or characters you don't like. I shouldn't say bad characters. Characters that you personally don't like.
It has the worst character in all of anime.
Okay, which
one? Wow.
Well, okay, that's a wild.
Dude, hold up. Tell me Gabi is not the worst character of all time.
All right. Let's do this.
Oh, Flock sucks, man.
Flock does not suck, dude.
That guy sucks.
Okay. Here it comes. The whole thing about these characters that they're like shitty and stuff, or they're made to be unlikable for a reason. So, for example, Gabi, like, she's one of the first ones that starts off, and she has like this whole manipulated mindset that all of these guys are like devils and they deserve to die and screw this and screw that. And of course, you're not supposed to like her. But then after a while, you start like sympathizing. You're like, okay, yeah, like that kind of makes sense when you think about it. They've been trained and like manipulated into all these thinking that these people are terrible. Like they're killers. They're the ones that kill their families. So of course, she's going to be like a shit person. Of course, she's going to be like, I want to be a warrior, which apparently is supposed to be such a good thing. For my family, it's supposed to bring honor to us, which we have to atone for our sins and all this other bullshit, which like from an outside perspective, of course, you're going to be like, okay, that's kind of whack. Like, I can't believe this person has this kind of mindset, but you slowly start seeing like the difference it makes afterwards when she actually comes and notices the difference in Paradise Island. And you slowly see, like, in her, it's kind of like us, where it's, like, conflicting. We're like, okay, well, we know them as the good guys, but she knows them as the bad guys. And then it starts intertwining when they're like, okay, maybe we can work things out. Maybe we're good. Maybe we're bad. Who knows?
And that's the thing with Gabi, because she's a villain done right. Because you're supposed to hate your villains.
Yeah.
Like in Naruto, I love Madara. I actually love his character. He's an amazing character.
Yeah.
Fantastic character.
But as a villain, I'm not hating him. Gabi, I fucking hated her for like a few episodes.
Yeah.
And that's what makes her a great villain, because I couldn't stand her.
I think
I just actually did not want to see her on screen at all. Yeah. Like, I wanted her to have no screen time.
That's the point.
Exactly.
But not that's a like, good point. Like the entire time watching this show. Like, even after she starts having some development, I was like, I still hate you. I still don't want you to be on the screen.
Okay. For example, have you watched Game of Thrones?
Yeah, I haven't watched Game of Thrones.
You haven't watched Game of Thrones?
No, I haven't.
Okay. For example, there's like the same exact thing happens in Game of Thrones with Joffrey, right? Where he's supposed to be like this shit person where you're not supposed to like, and every single time you see him on screen, you have this like sour taste in your mouth. You're like, I do not want to see him. He does not deserve to live. He deserves to die. Everything like that. That is exactly how you're supposed to feel with Gabi.
Yeah.
Like, you're not supposed to like her. She's supposed to be annoying. She's supposed to be like this whack ass character for no fucking reason. And it's kind of like, when you think about it, you didn't really watch Naruto, so I guess you kind of don't understand. But Itachi, right? Where like, you're like, you don't feel pity for him whatsoever until you finally hear his side of the story. And you're like, yo, like, holy fuck.
Yeah.
It's one of the best twists.
Exactly. So it's kind of the same exact thing where it's like, it's not supposed to be this whole, like, on the spot plot twist. It's like all these strings that are like combined together, and they're starting to slowly unravel, and you're starting to slowly see like, okay, Paradise Island, we have this mindset with them. They're the good guys from the start. So when you take it from a different perspective and they're like, no, we're actually the good guys, and you guys are the bad guys. So, of course, you're going to have conflicting interests. You're going to be like, yo, what is going on here? This is not normal. I do not like you. Why are you trying to make us sympathize with you? And it's kind of like that when you think about it. Like, this girl has better, like, precision when it comes to shooting people than any of us have on COD. Let's be completely honest.
Oh yeah,
like she has.
She sniped Aaron across the map.
Like,
yeah, perfect, dead on shot.
Jesus Christ! Like, she's amazing. Like, she's done three like God tier shots when it comes to that stuff. With Sasha, RIP my girl. With Aaron, and then with Flock. Also, when you think about it, like, if it wasn't for her, my boy would have like destroyed the boat completely.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And speaking of Flock, like, my homeboy.
Oh, he has great writing. His character development, his writing is really good.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know. He irritated me in a bad way though. Like, yeah. I think I also like, I don't know.
There's just some character, and this can go for any show, that are just kind of like irredeemable. It's just like, no matter 100%. What they do, I just will never like them. Like, I mean, I have to think of a few characters.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of a good example here from like,
all right,
like One Piece, like the one dude with like the bad guy that was like the bad, was it Captain Kuro or something? The bad guy in Surt Village, like mm-hmm. he was just a bad character. I didn't like him at all.
Well, that's different. I mean, I feel like, well, a lot of One Piece villains, especially early on, were just kind of there to be like just evil for the sake of being evil, just like as a roadblock. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I think I could go on and on about One Piece villains because I'm not a huge fan of a lot of them, but I think that's one of that's a good way to do like early on bigger shows like Naruto and One Piece, just to have that roadblock. Yeah. But I think if a show that's like smaller and has like, I shouldn't say AOT smaller because it's still a long show, but like a show like that that's not like that's like 150 episodes or less, and that has kind of throwaway characters like that, it just feels like a waste to me in a way.
But when you
I'm not saying AOT or Flock in particular has that.
Yeah. Like, yeah. But when you consider it in terms of Flock, right? My homeboy was there in season 3 when the Beast Titan came and like completely wrecked everyone.
Oh yeah.
And he was there from the beginning being like, yo, I'm actually going to sacrifice my life for this. Oh, I see that Erwin is still somehow alive. Like, let's bring him back. And he went through all his PTSD, right? And you slowly start, you understand him also from his point of view. It's like, yeah, fuck these guys. Like, I want to kill them. Right. I want to completely wreck them. So from his point of view, like his savior, his messiah was Eren. So of course he's going to be like a simp and do whatever he needs to do to be there to get revenge and stuff. So he's a shit character in terms of just like hating him. He's like every single time I see him on screen, also I'm like, yo, like please.
Don't be on the screen.
Yeah, exactly. Like, please. But I completely sympathize with him and I understand where he comes from.
Yeah.
And that's the good thing about Attack on Titan, is that no matter where you look at it, like even if what they are doing is completely and utterly wrong, like war crime level, like complete genocide level wrong, you still understand where they're coming from. And I think that's what's really fucking nice about like Attack on Titan and even Naruto.
Oh, also. Yeah. Yo, Attack on Titan, bro. Eren is right, bro.
Eren is right. Like,
get rumble, stay humble, bro. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. I think
like a lot of people like point to like the story being better. I think when you break it down though, I think most of the stuff that Attack on Titan does, I think Death Note just does it better.
Yeah, I think Death Note dropped the ball halfway through also.
I don't think they did. I personally don't think they did.
Really?
Oh, you liked the
Nier and...
Yeah. I have no problem with that. I like the first half better, but I don't think they really... I don't think they dropped the ball. It was still good all the way through. But it just wasn't as good as the first half.
Okay, wait. How can... Because you didn't watch Naruto, so I can't really reference it.
But
were
like, you going to say Boruto?
No. But it's like introducing like the top level... Okay, I'm going to go from like a religious...
Okay, standpoint. He hasn't seen it, just so you know.
Death Note?
Yeah, he hasn't seen Death Note. Oh, so just careful there.
I it doesn't really matter. I'm not like super interested in watching it, to be honest.
You should be interested in watching it.
You definitely should, 100%. But I personally feel like it's like introducing God first and then afterwards trying to explain why the angels are more important than God afterwards.
Right.
That's how I see it from like part one versus part two. And it's just every single time that I watch it, I'm just like, no, this is where it ends. I'm okay with it ending here and not going to part two. I'm perfectly fine with that.
I could take it either way, but I just think as a main character though, when you put that matchup, mm-hmm. Light stomps on Eren. I am not an Eren guy.
Ooh, I'm not.
on Attack on Titan, when we got the big twist that Eren was the mastermind behind everything, yeah, and he was the one whispering in his dad's ear.
Yes.
That was something else.
Like that, that's where I feel like Attack on Titan. Yeah. That's where I feel like Attack on Titan does really well in terms of foreshadowing from the first episode, the title name, the whole like steaming of the head, all these small things that you only notice at a second watch through also. The plot twist where you're just like, oh, I think I understand everything. Like, that's cool. Like, why are we going into these memories? Oh, shit, there's a huge plot twist that we didn't expect. And it's just like all those things combined. Like, yes, for sure, there's some characters that are shit. But then what they make up within characters is like plot twists or foreshadowing or even like the songs that they have, the actions that they have. Everything like that, all the small things combined, I feel like build it up to be something even greater than something like normal, which would deserve higher than a C, at least.
I think as a show, it's good, but on a personal scale, I can't really put it too much higher.
It's definitely a personal thing. I definitely, when I first watched it, I was like, I thought it was the best thing I've ever seen. And mm-hmm. I feel like when I started watching other stuff and comparing it and like, I kind of like this more. I like that more. And I like that more. It's just like, I think it's just a personal thing. Yeah. And I respect it. I feel like if it didn't get as much praise as it did, I'm not saying it doesn't deserve it completely. Mm-hmm. I just think I would probably have a little bit of a different view on it. It just didn't click with me fully. I think that's the best way for me to put it.
Yeah, 100%. I mean,
The foreshadowing is on it like a different level, like that kind of like the foreshadowing plot twist. But there's
especially
just things
for how
like
the little episodes it has, which is nuts.
There's just different things that I hold on a higher level of what to go in my rankings than that, like you know, characters, fights, animation, like they like different stuff like that that I just you know, this goes above that in certain areas, and then it doesn't equal out on the board there with the other rankings.
I feel you. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like me where like I will personally always defend Tokyo Ghoul as being like one of the best. Like hands down, I don't care what anyone says.
All of it or just season one?
No, all of it. Like I completely get the whole entire like, oh, the anime does this wrong. The anime does not properly go with the manga, shit like that. I personally do not like how they handled the last seasons. I get that. I still really enjoyed it, and the main character with Kaneki and everything, I just it kind of clicked with me where I was like, I want to see more. I don't want any of this to end. I love everything about the show. And even if everything that people are saying is valid, me personally, I still think it's one of the top shows.
Isn't Tokyo Ghoul your favorite anime?
Yes, Tokyo Ghoul is my favorite anime. Yes.
That's crazy.
Tokyo is my favorite.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And he's part of an anime podcast, just saying. That was the crazy part.
I don't know what to tell you, man. I personally
he couldn't watch One Punch.
He's still on that. Still on that.
You can complain all you want. Tokyo Ghoul, in my opinion, is so much better than One Punch.
There was someone that...
I've seen like 3 episodes and a couple fights here and there. I didn't like it. Yes, you can make that face.
So you haven't seen the final fight in the first season there against?
Oh, Demon definitely Wars. Not. No, I don't need to see.
You need to see that. That's something you need to see. That was when did that come out? 2016, and I think it stomps on almost like most animation now. Like completely stomps on it.
Yeah.
You can have the
most valid and like airtight arguments as to why One Punch or any other show is better than Tokyo Ghoul. In my personal opinion, it's not going to change my mind. Like Tokyo Ghoul is still at the top.
I respect that.
Yeah.
As somebody who defends Naruto over One Piece all day, I respect that.
Thank you very much. And it's okay, man. I got you. Naruto is so much better than One Piece.
I say it every time. Our friend group, every time. It's just... I say something about Naruto, and they're just like all over One Piece, and
we got an argument about it yesterday too.
It's the show is so good. I just can't.
I mean,
but I do have interesting. You may have to take a little bit to answer this. If you have a favorite arc in any show that you've seen.
And which one, in Naruto or?
No, just in general.
Oh.
You don't have to answer this because this is a difficult question. It's a big question, but.
No, I definitely have some, but.
Or like a top five, if you can think of that.
Like you don't even need to put them in order. Just like your favorite arcs.
All right.
I won't do that to you.
I got this.
Okay.
So, in my top five, not in any specific order, we got the Sasuke Retrieval Arc.
Ooh.
Of course.
That's a good pick.
100%. Good pick. JJK. Manga, of course, because it hasn't come out yet. But the Shibuya Arc.
Dude, I cannot wait. I can't wait.
That is gonna be complete fucking fire.
Yeah, I haven't read.
Okay. But yeah, you are going to go through that. There's a reason why it's called the Dark Trio.
Yeah, I've heard. I don't know any like I know like one spoiler, but other than that, I don't know really much that happens at all.
Yeah. Okay. What else?
You just finished Demon Slayer. If you don't say it, I swear to God, I'm punching you.
Oh man, I don't know. Did you guys read Demon Slayer? Or you guys?
I don't read a lot unless it doesn't have an anime.
I'm specifically not reading Demon Slayer just because I want to see it animated for the first time.
Smart. Okay. I don't know. I personally think that although the manga is very hype in terms of the ending and everyone else completely overhypes that shit, I personally did not like the ending.
Trash. Anyway.
Yeah. So I'm not putting Demon Slayer in my top five, 100%. Okay. I'll let you say some and then I'll come back afterwards.
Okay. We have to go One Piece. We have to go Marineford.
Is that your favorite One Piece?
Okay. If we're going manga-wise, well, also I'm saying Wano. Just because Gear 5 is amazing. Yeah. And when it's going to be animated in like 5 weeks, it's going to break the internet. I'm guaranteed.
I'm trying to, since I'm a little bit into one, I'm trying to catch up so I can see it so I don't get spoiled on it. So I don't know if I'm going to get there, but I might get pretty close.
I'm stuck getting spoiled on it. I'm going to have to deal with it, but it is what it is.
Yeah, you're still on Dressrosa.
Oh, tough.
Did you spoil it for him?
No. Okay. Everyone knows it was a Gear 5.
No, if
they're on TikTok, bro.
It's all over TikTok.
Okay.
You can't escape it. You can't escape any One Piece spoilers. They are everywhere.
No, everywhere.
Damn. I'm trying to think. What else?
Don't you like Bleach?
Oh, yes. Thank you. Yes, actually. Bleach, definitely Blood the War? Whole entire... Yes. The whole entire Blood War. Like, I got to give it to it. And especially now seeing it animated. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's crisp. It's amazing. I have no complaints whatsoever.
What studio is doing that? Bleach.
The one that's doing Boruto.
Is that MAPPA?
No, it's not MAPPA.
Bleach, yeah.
Oh,
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
Yeah, because you told me, oh, they're doing Bleach and they're doing that. And they're...
I forget the name of them.
It's not. It's the reason why Boruto got canceled and why the animation is so bad is because they put all their resources into Bleach.
It's okay. We don't need to worry about Boruto though.
Okay, but I have a question. Yeah. Since Naruto is your favorite anime, do you consider Boruto a continuation or a separate anime?
Separate. I haven't watched it. I've watched like Baryon Mode, Naruto and Sasuke versus Momoshiki, like the cool stuff, but I just kind of I don't watch it. Like that fight, by the way, Naruto and Sasuke versus Momoshiki, one of my favorites. I love that fight. So good. But I just consider it its own thing. So like when I'm grading, when I say Naruto, I mean Naruto and Naruto Shippuden, not Boruto.
Okay.
Yeah, it is Pierrot or something.
Yes.
And they did Shippuden and Boruto.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's why you see the whole Naruto running in the forest and it looks like it's a slideshow type of effect is because all of the animation went to Bleach, sadly.
Yeah.
So Bleach, that one. Loki gonna go with Chainsaw Man. The next arc that's coming up that you guys haven't seen yet. I think personally I really enjoyed it. Only for one character specifically.
I didn't see it, so stop
spoiling. Exactly, so no spoilers whatsoever. I'm just saying that one of my favorite like anime waifus is coming soon, and it's like really, really excited for it.
Yeah.
All right, you go with another one. I'm actually going to look at my pops for inspiration.
I think we said enough, because honestly, I'm drawing a blank.
Yeah. Attack on Titan, of course. Definitely Attack on Titan.
Technically, Attack on Titan is a whole arc. Just one thing.
Yeah. I mean, the whole like season 3 ending, like right before they get to the basement.
That's definitely
the
return Shikanshina.
That's easily the best part of Attack on Titan. That part was crazy.
Yeah. So yeah, I think those are going to be mine, to be honest with you.
You want to do some anime?
Yeah. All right. So the moment of truth, where there are classic stuff that we do, anime bad descriptions, for you guys now.
I can't guarantee we'll get all of them, but we are going to do our very best.
All right. Just saying, these are coming from our comments and our viewers.
Yes, one that's been very, very invested into getting this one. So we finally decided to honor him from YouTube.
Yeah.
So yeah. All right. So the first one. A guy's right hand starts talking to him.
Parasite.
There you go.
Yep, Parasite. Good job, good job, good job. All right, next one.
Yeah, go for it.
Vigilante dies and becomes a stronger vigilante.
Ooh.
First thing I thought it was JJK. I don't know why.
There's nothing about vigilantes at all in JJK.
I know. I just thought of... I don't know.
Vigilante dies and becomes a stronger vigilante.
Yep.
This might probably be from something I haven't seen.
Yeah.
I'm like thinking hard.
You guys got this. I believe in you.
Things throwing me off.
Is that one?
Yeah.
Okay.
I forgot the name for a second.
Don't pull at me, man.
We're not doing that again.
Eric, I got nothing.
All right.
It's called The Eminence in Shadow.
Yeah, I haven't heard of it.
It's the new popular isekai that came out in 2022. And apparently TikTok went crazy over it.
Yeah.
Okay, I might have to look at it. So, is it just a manga right now, or is it an anime?
Oh, it's an anime.
Anime.
The first season.
Yeah. Cool. I'll have to take a look at that one then.
All right, next one. This, I think, has even stumped us.
Yeah.
I think.
So, good luck.
So, good luck. Yeah, definitely. Man sneezes to become an introvert boy.
In the world?
I have no idea. And to be honest with you, like every single time someone has asked that to us, we have drawn a blank.
Yeah, just so we can tell you guys, the comment is like month two of asking this, and we kept avoiding it.
So it's something super specific, probably.
Yeah. They sneeze and become an intro. I'm like trying to like picture like somebody at like literally sneezing right now.
You keep thinking of that Impractical Jokers thing that you just watched. I keep thinking of that.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I think it's that one. I think we finally found it.
So, are you guys giving up?
I can't think of like anything.
All right. So, the one, the only, by the grace of the gods.
That's the name?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Wow. Yeah. I never heard of it.
I'm going to look at this stuff. Curious all about right. that.
We got two more for you guys.
All right.
Next one.
This one should be a bit easier.
Yes.
Okay, good. All
right.
A lava person makes a fire donut.
One Piece. One Piece. Don't do that to me.
Oh.
That's evil. Don't do that.
That's evil.
God damn.
Who said that? They're getting banned. Can you block them?
See, that's what learning from is a good art.
Yeah. Pain, that's, I guess.
Oh my goodness.
I see lots of trauma in your eyes.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you for loving me.
No.
Pain. Suffering.
All right, and the last one. Kid has a great sense of smell and can sometimes smell emotions.
You got this one.
You got it.
Dude, we were just watching this one.
I repeat it. Kid has a great sense of smell and can sometimes smell emotions.
What were we just watching? Yesterday. What were we just watching yesterday?
Oh, Demon Slayer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
So the thing about Demon Slayer and bad descriptions, okay? He, like, one of our biggest ones was something along the lines of, like, kids are hunting down Michael Jackson or mm-hmm. something like that.
I think I saw that one.
That's a good one.
when he said that to me, I was so confused. I was like, what anime has Michael Jackson? What is going on here? And he's like, dude, come on. It's so easy. And to be honest with you, even like now when I think about it, I'm like, how does this man look like Michael Jackson?
Bro, he looks so much. The hat?
It's the hat.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I see it. Okay. What the
fuck? I hope he starts moonwalking at some point. That would make it perfect. Yeah. He starts moonwalking at some point.
Shamona.
So after doing it yourself, what do you think of bad description while you're put on the spot? Is it harder?
It's way difficult on the spot.
I think the hard part is the people that really like some of those ones, like I never heard of those middle two there.
Yeah.
I'm like it's like that kind of makes it hard there, but like other than that, I really, you know, that lava guy one, you know. Yeah. As messed up as it is, it was funny. That one's pretty funny, man.
Yeah.
Glad you like them. Yeah, it's really iconic to be put on the spot and just try to guess anime. And some are just completely out there, and you're just like, what the actual?
And then we're going to put on TikTok and they're being like, yo, it's so easy. I got that in 0.2 seconds, bro. Come on.
Or even better, I haven't even watched this and I know what it is.
Yeah.
Dude, that one is wild.
Every single time, at least like one person says that.
Bro, this is 10 persons.
Yeah. Like, it's completely insane how many people say it.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. we might have to look into doing some more of those, see if we can get any more bad descriptions. I'm trying to think of some myself right now.
Yeah, on the spot, it's like so hard to make stuff, to be honest with you. I think like sometimes we just like sit in silence for 10 minutes trying to come up with stuff.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's think of something.
We just look at our anime list, you overthink
so much. Like when you were asking us those, I was overthinking everything, especially that last one. I was like, it's so obvious. And it was like, I was overthinking it so much. I was like,
Bro's always sniffing. Bro's always sniffing. Like
everywhere.
Definitely overthink that.
I smell a demon.
I smell hatred. Yeah, okay, shit, sorry, man.
Or
the best one is like when he's like, I smell that this guy has eaten like 100 humans. It's like, yeah, okay.
It's like, you can't smell that.
This one smells strong.
Awesome. Yeah.
That's hilarious.
It's iconic. Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to do the next one?
Yeah, sure. All right. We have a small little thing that's actually kind of new. Something that we've recently started doing.
Yeah, a few videos on TikTok.
Yeah. So it's called Anime Roommates. So
Ooh. You
get to pick between two characters, and you tell us which one you would prefer to have.
All right?
Okay.
So the first one.
To be fair, we didn't know what animes you guys watched, so we played it safe and we went for Naruto.
Yes.
And unfortunately, cool. One of you did not see Naruto.
I know a lot of Naruto characters. So I think I can get this one.
Go for it.
Perfect. All right, so first one. For anime roommates, would you rather have Naruto or Kakashi as a roommate?
I feel like I get pretty annoyed of Naruto's voice.
Kakashi is, I don't know, like he gets better throughout the show in terms of like his, I guess, depression, if you want to put it like that.
Mood.
But yes. I think I still go with Kakashi, I feel like.
I mean, even if he's feeling depressed, he can just hang out in his room if he wants to have some alone time a little bit.
It depends on what I'm doing. Like,
or something.
Naruto would be a great gym partner for sure. He'd be fantastic for a gym partner.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah. I think I go Kakashi. I think that makes more sense. It's like
he's got the drip too, though.
He just got the drip, and I know. I feel like sometimes I'm just kind of wanting to, like, you know, like if I just want to relax, and Naruto's like, this is like energetic and upbeat, and I'm just like, yeah, I just want to chill. I just want to sit down for a little bit.
Man's been lonely his whole entire life. Now he finally gets a roommate, and the roommate's like, no, leave me alone, please.
All right, but you see, that's the thing you don't realize with Kakashi. Because his best friend is energetic as fuck. You're going to be chilling there, and you're going to see guy by the window. You're like, Kakashi, my best friend, are you home?
Roll up with a wheelchair.
He's just going to like crawl in through the windows. he's ripping open the ceiling, dropping down through the ceiling.
Yeah.
Goddamn. All right, speaking of my guy, the next roommate list. Oh, crap, I lost my ear. Would you rather have, as an anime roommate, Rock Lee or Deidara?
Rock Lee. That's Rock Lee. I'm not a big Deidara guy. He might blow up the whole place, like, just by accident. He might just blow everything up.
By accident, you had one argument with that guy.
Like, how dare you? It's just all art. He wants to hang it up on, like, anywhere. Like, let him do what he wants to do.
We got that.
Like you're playing like Call of Duty, and you beat him, and he just gets mad. The whole thing's gone. Like, there goes your house. It's gone.
Rock Lee and I, like, anything we do, we're just gonna get as good as it as we can.
The only thing that with Rock Lee is he's gonna push you to your limits and even past your limits. You're gonna be like dead tired, and he's gonna like, let's go do 100 more push-ups. Just like, dude,
that's how you play Rocket League. Let's go.
Unless he's drunk, then you're completely screwed out.
Oh, you're done if he's drunk.
Yeah,
you just,
yeah. Your whole entire place is just destroyed.
Yeah. All right. That's easier to do than keeping Data away from his bombs. So.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. You take away his clay. He's like, no more clay for you today. All right. And the last one, I'll give you the honors.
Okay. Would you prefer Orochimaru or Danzo?
Oh, no. That's bad both ways.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's awful.
Just remember, have a lock on your door if it's a Orochimaru.
Even Danzo, my God.
Oh, even Danzo, I mean, yeah.
If Danzo just might steal your eyes. Like, he might just fuck him out. Like, while you're
speaking. You're just, like, sleeping. He's like,
flex your eyes out. Like,
you just wake up, you see him like that. Oh, my bad, bro.
Oh, shit.
Oh, sleepwalking. I'm sleepwalking.
Can I forgot
you don't have, like, the sharing
outside. Man, that's, like, worse. I don't even. Yeah. I mean, I don't have a Sharingan, so that's a plus. So maybe I go with Danzo in that case.
True.
But that's still bad. It's just a big lose-lose either way. Because I feel like Orochimaru is just, the stuff he did in Naruto is insane. Seriously messed up stuff. I think I'd go with Danzo. As long as I don't have a Sharingan, I think I'm okay.
Mm. I mean, mood. Not going to lie to you.
Interesting.
But I feel like Danzo would just be just cranky all the time, just knowing he's not the Hokage and stuff. So just come home, like, angry as heck. Like, yo.
Yeah, but I mean, at least he's not going to start experimenting on you, though. Orochimaru does some weird stuff.
To be fair, Orochimaru has had redemption in Boruto, and now he's like he's the guy that dresses up as like a snake and stuff and does like plays.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if I'm going off of Boruto, then I'd probably go Orochimaru just because he's a lot better. But
yeah. And because Danzo's dead.
Danzo's dead. But, sorry, Eric. It's a little spoilers, but...
It's fine.
Oh, shit. Sorry.
Spoilers, right. Spoilers don't bother me. I get spoilers all the time. When I'm...
It's not a big death. It's okay. Danzo sucks anyway.
Yeah,
like, he's a prime example of one of the characters talked about earlier that you're meant to hate. You're meant to hate Danzo.
I had the donut spoiler, and that one messed me up, but I got...
Yeah, pissed, I did too.
To be fair, when you guys were reading the donut spoiler, I was just thinking of Demon Slayer, not gonna lie.
Haikyuu.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yo.
So... When you think about it, it works.
Yo, every good anime has like
it works for something. Demon Slayer. That's
yeah.
Oh, like, man.
Demon Slayer.
It does work for One Demon Slayer. Oh.
Naruto has a kebab.
Bleach, okay, but I mean, he's fine either. Ichigo has it, but he's fine either way.
Yeah, there is someone else though that also has it technically, but then he comes back afterwards and he's fine as well.
In Bleach,
yeah. So
whatever. Okay, I have a last one since both of you like Mob Psycho. Would you prefer to have a roommate Mob or Reagan?
Reagan. Reagan. That's not a question. Reagan's one of the best characters.
I love Reagan. Reagan's awesome.
I love him, but bro, Mobba has powers.
Mobba would be super useful in a lot of cases too.
Reagan and I would just be coming up with scams every week, and we'd just be getting money.
Yo, he's a hustler. I respect that.
Not bad. Hell yeah.
All right. Did you guys have any other talking points?
Well, here's the thing. You asked us our top five anime. I think it's only right if we finish off getting your guys' top five anime.
Oh, God. Okay.
Oh, you can go first.
Yeah. We can do the arcs. Since I asked you guys the arcs, we can tell our arcs too if you want us to.
All right. Yeah.
Yep.
If you want to, because the anime, I feel like, is a little bit of a bigger beast to tame. So.
Yes. All right. You guys go ahead first, and then we'll finish it off afterwards.
All right. You want to go, Eric, or you want me to go?
Man, I'm thinking Sky Piet. I'm just kidding.
Get out of here.
I love it way more than most people.
Get out of here.
I think if you're taking it as an arc, I'm going to take JJK Zero.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
I'm definitely taking that. That movie and the manga for that is top notch.
Yes.
Sabo de Archipelago. Marine Ford.
If you're talking, your mic is...
Hey, you're muted. You muted yourself.
It's every time I bump my space bar, I try to change that. All good, though. If we're taking arcs again, I'm going to go with Entertainment District's up there.
Really?
Crazy. That final fight. That I got to see that fight in theaters.
Oh, we did too.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So I held off on watching those episodes until I could go, because I didn't watch Demon Slayer until like a month beforehand.
Oh, okay.
So I waited a month to watch that fight, though, to watch it in theaters. And it was 100% worth it. And I think just the experience of that bumps it up there for me.
We were talking about watching it. I was watching through it, and he was like, should I watch through it? I was like, yeah, the movie's coming out soon. You get to see that sick fight in theaters. And it was, I mean, I was just happy to see it again in theaters, because that fight's amazing.
We were sitting there with our buddy, and I almost stand up out of the chair during it. I'm like,
so good.
Like,
such a good fight.
Dude, that was crazy. And then I think for the rest, I'm just gonna have to go One Piece. I think I already said Marine Ford.
Mm-hmm.
Arlong Park, and then one more.
You got it.
No, I'm throwing it out. I love Thriller Bark, and I'd watch it any day of the week. Put Thriller Bark up there on the board.
That's crazy.
I loved every single second.
Except for nothing happens.
Bark.
That is a horrible arc.
Brooke's the best character in anime. I mean,
so I'm gonna come in with a little bit more of a reasonable one compared to you. throw a little bit of shade. Yeah. I'm throwing a little bit of shade.
Okay.
So,
okay.
The best. This is no order. The best One Piece arc, Whole Cake Island. Just getting that out there. That is the best One Piece arc. I could see Wano passing it, but I haven't watched it all through. Whole Cake has fantastic pacing, and it never slows down. Fantastic arc.
Big Mom,
maybe my favorite arc of all time. Huh?
Big Mom being the main villain. That's crazy.
I'm not a big fan of Big Mom. I guess that's the only thing I'm not a big fan
of. But that's the thing, like, she was the main villain during that arc. So
yeah, I guess that's true. But like Sanji's backstory, Jinbei doing something with Big Mom, I don't want to spoil it for you. That scene's awesome.
I know that scene.
Oh, okay. Well, Jinbei leaving the Big Mom Pirates is, I love that scene. There's so many good moments throughout the entire. I mean, Luffy versus Katakuri, obviously, it's a fantastic fight. I watched it not too long ago because I'm in Wano now, and it was just amazing. So that arc for sure. Probably my favorite Naruto arc is the Pain arc. I love the Pain arc. Pain is an S-tier villain. The fight is incredible. The emotion is insane. It's amazing. I love the paint arc. The last arc in Full Metal, The Promised Day. Mm-hmm. I love that arc. It's the culmination of the great story. And then the other two is iffy because I love the Akatsuki Suppression Mission arc. I love that arc from Naruto. It is I don't hear a lot of people talk about it.
Yeah.
And Shikamaru versus Hiden is one of my favorite fights in Naruto. It is an amazing fight.
I am your god now.
that's the coldest line. Yeah. It's such a cold line. So I'd probably toss that up there.
Okay.
Probably. And then for the last one, I think from like a personal standpoint, I really enjoyed Enies Lobby. I really loved Enies Lobby. It was a fantastic arc. It's like it was the first time I feel like every single Straw Hat did something to like accomplish the main goal. And I think One Piece hasn't done that really since. I'm assuming Wano does that pretty well. Mm-hmm. But it was fantastic. So, and then maybe some other ones, like I loved Mugen Train. I'm a big fan of Mugen
Train. That was a good arc.
It's short, concise, and just it's awesome.
Yeah.
I could probably put that up there. If you consider like some arcs, I don't know, Mob Psycho arcs, I don't really it's just kind of like the whole thing is the show.
Yeah, trying to pick like arcs out of something like that's kind of hard.
Yeah. 100%.
So but that's probably about it. I mean, I could go down the list. A lot of Naruto and One Piece arcs are going to be pretty high up there, but
Yeah. All right. So
let's do the top five best animes.
Yeah, top five best animes. Our list.
You can start.
I can start. Okay.
Get ready to roast him.
Oh, okay. Jesus, this is gonna be kind of hard. Not gonna lie, because I have a lot of like good ones, but they all match up together in terms of like fourth and fifth place.
Yes,
so it's gonna be kind of hard.
Yeah.
Yep, that's the hard part.
Okay. Should I go full on deep cuts, or should I just go with something that's popular? That's my question.
Yo, you do.
What is your favorite?
Yeah, it's what you.
What is your favorite?
Okay. I got this. So, five, Attack on Titan. Four, deep cut, Detective Conan. Three, Naruto. Two, Bleach. Yeah. And one, Tokyo Ghoul.
That's a respectable list.
Yeah.
What did you say? Detective Conan?
Yeah, Detective Conan. It's kind of like a murder mystery type of Sherlock Holmes.
Because my favorite genre of anime is psychological and thriller anime. That's my favorite genre of anime. Hell, I'll have to check that out then.
I definitely recommend it. But the thing is that if you think that One Piece is long, Detective Conan is over 1,080 episodes or something now. Yes. Jeez. It's one of the longest like running animes as well.
What?
Yep.
Wow.
That shit went from like the 90s all the way to now and it's still airing.
Yeah, 96.
Is it like a consistent story or is it just like a new like episode by episode thing?
There definitely is like a story to follow and stuff, but of course there's lots of fillers, of course.
Yeah.
And at the same time, it's kind of like every single episode has its own kind of murder mystery, or sometimes it's like part two or part three of the same exact murder.
Mm-hmm. But that sounds awesome. That sounds awesome.
Cool. Fucking amazing. Like, I'll give you the premise mostly. It's like a high school student that's like a huge fan of Sherlock Holmes. Like, he's smart. He's like a detective and stuff. And this like huge company for some reason are about to get caught by him. And they give him this pill, like they knock him out, they give him his pill, and it turns him into a kid. And he mostly has to try to find the agency, find more information, and try to find out how he can like turn himself back or at least bring down that agency. And it's so fucking interesting, man.
What do you watch it on?
That's the hard part.
It doesn't seem like I could find it on the normal ones, probably like Zorro.
Usually I used to watch it. There are some episodes I think on Netflix, but since you guys are in the States, it's going to be different. I know that some parts of it is on Crunchyroll also, but it's like really hard to find all 1,000 episodes on it for sure. So definitely, you know, your typical go-go anime and stuff like that also
might be something I have to watch before Naruto, honestly.
If you want to get this guy. Yeah, definitely. But it's iconic, not gonna lie. And there's like over like 20 movies as well that are really, really top notch.
Do you have to watch the anime to watch the movies?
It's recommended for sure, but like any other long-term anime, there's like all these like guides and stuff of how you want to watch it as well.
Okay, cool, cool.
Yeah.
Okay, top five. Years.
Yes.
Okay. I'll start with the fifth one. I'll say Demon Slayer.
Okay.
That's only because of the manga. Number four, I'll put Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood.
Okay. Yeah, the goat.
Yeah.
Hey, I get excited.
At number three, I'll put Naruto just because it's a good story, nostalgia, and all that.
Respectful.
At number two, it's gonna be Kuroko no Basket.
Of course,
since I'm such a basketball fan.
Yeah, he's a.
I haven't seen it yet, but that's like on my list. I haven't.
Yeah, you should watch it. It's amazing. Even if you don't like basketball, you're gonna.
I love basketball, so I like. That's on my list for a while. Isn't it Toei that does that one?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. It,
the animation and everything, it, wonderful.
And of course, number one.
Number one is One Piece, of course.
It's in the title. It's in the title.
It's the one.
It's
One Piece.
One Piece. Yeah. So yeah, respectable list.
Yeah.
But yeah,
I like it.
Yeah. Hell yeah. All kind of unique answers, to be honest with you, in some of our things. So it's pretty iconic.
We're calling Tokyo Ghoul unique.
Tokyo Ghoul is definitely unique. What are you talking about? Of course it's unique.
It's got that new gen formula, man. It's got the exactly. new gen formula.
To be honest with you, I will defend it. If it gets the Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood treatment, dude, that shit is going to be peak.
Oh, if he gets that, I mean,
that's a good point.
Yeah. It's over at that point.
Not sure.
Yeah. So I have Copium. If they can bring back Bleach, they can bring back Tokyo Ghoul. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah,
they can do it. It'll happen.
Yeah, hopefully one day.
Five years, 6 years.
Oh, dude, I don't mind waiting 10 years. I waited 10 years for Bleach. I'll wait 10 years for Tokyo Ghoul. I don't care. Like, screw that.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, we enjoyed having you on this podcast. Yeah. We definitely got into some stuff there. Had some conversations that needed to be had there.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
Definitely dope doing so, you know, some of like the different ideas there. I really enjoyed getting into that, and you know, I can't wait for doing it next time. But until then, make sure you pay your rent.